Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Former White House chief strategist Steve Bannon vowed that he's going to war for President Trump as he returns to the private sector. Bannon spoke just hours after news broke that he was leaving his job as the president's most controversial advisor. More now from VOA's Doug Bernard.
Bannon was a key advisor to Donald Trump's general election campaign and has been a forceful but contentious presence in a divided White House. A statement announced White House Chief of Staff John Kelly and Bannon had mutually agreed that Friday would be his last day. White House spokesman Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the White House is grateful for Bannon's service. Doug Bernard, VOA News.
Bannon, who is credited with helping Mr. Trump get elected on his America First and Make America Great Again slogans, had clashed for months with other powerful White House figures. Catalan police have arrested a fourth man in connection with two terrorist attacks in the Barcelona region that left at least 14 people dead, dozens more injured. Islamic State claiming responsibility for a deadly van attack on pedestrians in Barcelona. Thursday's bloodshed was Spain's deadliest attack since 2004, when Al-Qaeda-inspired bombers killed 192 people in assaults on Madrid's commuter trains. Police in Finland say at least two people were killed, at least six others injured, a mass stabbing there in the southwestern coastal town of Turku. Police said they shot one suspect in the leg, arrested him, and are searching for others. Authorities say the suspect's identity remain unknown, but appear to be of foreign origin. This is VOA News. President Trump met with his national security team. They discussed a new strategy to deal with the 16-year war in Afghanistan. Options include sending thousands of additional troops to Afghanistan or withdrawing them altogether, leaving private military contractors to help manage the country's tenuous security situation. Pakistan's populist opposition leader Imran Khan says the future relations with Afghanistan lies in the two countries developing more transparency.
The long-term relationship between Pakistan and Afghanistan is open borders. It's rather than building fences, I think it should have open free trade. It should be like a European Union type of a relationship. That's our long-term future. And this would be of enormous benefit to Afghanistan and Pakistan.
Pakistan unilaterally fencing nearly 2,600 kilometers, largely along that porous Afghan border. Authorities defend the recently initiated project, saying it would help stop criminal and terrorist infiltration. Afghan government opposes the border fortification plan because Kabul traditionally has disputed the demarcation drawn during the former British rule of the Indian subcontinent. Sierra Leone's government buried more than 350 people killed earlier this week in mudslides in the country's capital, Freetown. Another 600 remain unaccounted for as workers try to recover more bodies from the thick mud and debris of smashed homes. Sierra Leone's president, Ernest Bai Koroma, offered his condolences and support during a burial ceremony.
We have come together to share the agony inflicted upon our nation by the pitiless floods and ferocious mudslides. This is another painful episode in our nation's history.
Government contending many victims ignored instructions to evacuate after it warned of new danger from a large crack that had opened on a mountainside. Venezuela's pro-government Constitutional Assembly has given itself the power to pass laws seizing legislative power from the opposition-led Congress, which already has little power in the country, as the Supreme Court has stripped it of much of its functions. Assembly is charged with rewriting the country's constitution and has given President Nicolas Maduro permission to rule by decree. Months of nearly daily protest against the Maduro government have left more than 120 people dead and hundreds of others injured or jailed. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.